The Tall, Tan, Talented Temptations kick off our Motown Monday Tech Talk Tips in style. I'm ready. Are you? Let's get the show started. Have you caught up with all the weekend banner in our episode section? Call in with any questions or comments you might have. We're looking forward to hearing from you. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Motown Monday, 11/6/17. Today, I want to talk about the Record with Friends feature and how the internet connection that you have before you start the call has a direct impact on the quality of that call. Make sure that if you are attempting to use the Record with Friends, that not only you, but your recipient, the other person or people on the line with you, all have good communication connections, preferably a good Wi-Fi signal to give them as much bandwidth as possible. But if not, if they have a sketchy Wi-Fi signal, have them disable Wi-Fi and get on their cellular connection. Hopefully they have a 4G LTE connection. If they don't, there's a strong possibility that you will have a degraded signal. What does a degraded signal sound like? Number one, there are gaps in the sound. Someone's trying to speak, you don't hear anything. And then it cuts off and then you pick up mid-sentence perhaps. Or it's choppy. What they're saying is not coming through. It's kind of like a very small cocktail straw trying to suck a milkshake, a thick one, out of a big cup. It doesn't work real well, does it? And you know, the air that gets through the straw and it's, you're slurping, that's what's happening to your bits of data coming through a poor connection. And it's not only with Record with Friends. You could have this types of experience, or these types of experiences, streaming audio or video where things have to cache and catch up. That's what you're dealing with. Poor bandwidth. So, as a recommendation, make sure you test that signal. I did a record with my brother last night, a Record with Friends, in preparation for my Tuesday Tech Talk Tip. And I'm going to be using that audio piece in conjunction with some modified audio that I'm going to be working on today so that I'll be prepared for tomorrow's Tech Talk Tip. So stay tuned for this one. It's going to be pretty good. Now, the issue and recommendation today is get a good quality connection before you engage with a Record with Friends. And by the way, how are you guys doing with the Record with Friends feature? Are you enjoying it? Are you taking advantage of it? There are a lot of great possibilities, and we can talk about them today. Give me a call in, ask questions. I look forward to hearing from you. It's Motown Monday, and you're going to hear some. Stay tuned.
VKT here, man. Hope you're doing well. Anyway, my man, real quick, I looked at the internet connection for what I've been doing lately with my stuff as I get my pens here, as I get ready to go to class. One thing I've been noticing is how people who set up near a router, like an actual router, like on the on their computer or something, I believe. I did the last interview on Thursday with near a guy who set up near his router, and it was crystal clear. So, router, I think that's a good good tip. And do you think that is the preferred choice, setting up near a router to do an interview with friends?
KT, routers routinely have access points in them. Not all routers do. Just the wired ones don't. So the key is to be near a strong Wi-Fi signal, which is normally done through the access point of a router or an access point alone, depending on where you're located. So the key is, does that Wi-Fi signal have a strong internet connection? Because just being connected to Wi-Fi doesn't mean that the internet is strong or of good quality. And as I suggested, having good bandwidth, good broadband bandwidth, you want to have a minimum of 5 gigabytes of download stream, as well as a decent upload, because when you're dealing with communication, you're sending information out of your phone. Now, audio doesn't consume that much, but the more contact you have with more people on the signal, then the more it can degrade the quality of the bandwidth. So, yes, the closer you are routinely to an access point, the stronger the signal is. And you know the signal strength normally by the number of bars that you get when you are looking at your Wi-Fi icon to identify that you're connected. If the bars are fewer than five, then you could always improve that by getting closer. So with that said, you can use speedtest.net to test the quality of your broadband, both up and down, and that's an app that can be installed on your iPhone. You can run that and make sure that you have decent quality speed. On my website at askgavi.com, I have a 10-ingredient cocktail, and that's under the room service menu. When you go to the very bottom of the 10-ingredient cocktail, I have four speed tests that you can run right through your browser, right on the phone, that you can take advantage of. So it might be worth your while checking the speed, and you can compare your 4G to the Wi-Fi to see if you have a better signal. Sometimes people have better 4G LTE than they actually have on their Wi-Fi. And whichever one's faster, of course, if you have limits on your data plan, then going on 4G isn't the best approach because you wind up paying for overages if that's the case. Or worse yet, when you get to your threshold, the amount of bandwidth that the company allows you to have, they throttle you. And then they slow down your 4G LTE, which is not an optimal condition either. So check out all the options. If you run into a situation where you just don't understand what's going on, give me a shout. Be sure to help you. Hope you're having a great Monday. It's Motown Monday. What are we playing next?